Okay. Our first topic. Kavod and Onik Shabbos. What are Kavod and Onik Shabbos? Let's start with that. What do the words mean? Kavod is?
Honor.
Honor. Onik.
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment. Okay. Enjoying Shabbos. Now these are terms I'm sure you've heard, but did you ever stop to ask yourself what the source of these ideas is? In other words, is it a biblical commandment that you honor and enjoy Shabbos? Is it a rabbinic commandment? Is it just a nice thing to do? Is it not any of those? What ramifications, what source, or is the root of the commandment or the idea to honor Shabbos and enjoy Shabbos? Okay? So let's start with the psukim. We have two main psukim regarding Shabbos. Yes, already.
Did you put these from last week? Did you hand these out?
No, hand it out. Danny over there has sheets. Okay, thank you. So first, we have a pasuk, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, and that's the Aseret HaDibrot in Parshat Yitro. And then there's the Aseret HaDibrot in Parshat Ve'etchanan, Shamor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, Kasher Tzipa Hashem L'Kecha. We have Zachor, and we have Shamor. What does Zachor mean? What does Shamor mean? Zachor means remember, and Shamor means?
God.
Okay, now what would be the difference between these two? Do either of these sound positive or negative?
They both sound positive.
They both sound positive. Anyone else want to give a different answer?
Maybe one. God.
Which one? Which one?
God is not 100% positive.
God is not 100% positive. Okay. The Gemara Zvachim, the third source, Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Makom Shneamar Hishamer Pen Ve'al. Any time where the words Shamor is used, the word Pen is used, the word is Al used, Eino Elo Lo Tase. That is a Lo Tase. That is a negative commandment. So the word Shamor Yom Shabbat, your job is to keep it so nothing happens to it. If I were to give you to guard my cow, my sheep, my wallet, what am I saying to you? I want you to guard it so that nothing happens to it, nothing ruins it. So Shabbat, Shamor is a warning. Don't let anything happen to your Shabbos day. On the other hand, Zachor, remember it, I'm telling you something positive. This is something you have to do for Shabbos. As Source 4 says, Tanu Rabbanan, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kodesho, how do you remember Shabbos? Zochreyu al hayayin. Mention it over your wine. And this is what we do, known as Kiddush. Okay? The Medrash tells us the following in Source 5. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. We call it Kodesh. Now this is a pasuk regarding Yantif. But as we're going to see in Source 16 explicitly, but I'm just going to tell you outside right now, the same applies to Shabbos. Ubeyom Hashmini Mikra Kodesh Kodsheyu. How should you make it holy? Bameata Mikacho. How do you make it holy? Bemachal, with food. Bemishte, with drink. Ubeksut Nikia, with clean clothing. Okay, this is a pasuk telling us to treat Shabbos nicely with nice food, drink, and clothing. Okay? Now, normally, when something comes from a pasuk, what does it tell you about what it is? What kind of source is that?
A pasuk.
D'oraita. Okay? So we have two options so far. You can see something is d'oraita, or something is d'rabbanan. Excuse my handwriting. Okay. So, our first source that it could be d'oraita is the Sifra or the Midrash. Sifra says, we learn from the Pasuk, Mikra Kodesh, make it holy, Kadsheyu. How do you make it holy? B'me'ata mikacho? B'machal, b'mishne, b'ksut nekiya. So, have good food on Shabbos. That's d'oraita. Let's move on. The Ramban, Source 6. Who is the Ramban? When did he live? On the back of your sheet, I gave you the last week I already gave you some biographies, so here are the ones that we didn't do last week. So let's start with the Ramban. As we get to each one, we'll do it. So the Ramban lived 1194 to 1270. He lived in Spain. He was famous, I didn't even write this, he was famous because he had a disputation with Pablo Cristiani for the King of Spain. In front of the King of Spain, he presented the Jewish view and eventually had to flee for his life and move to Eretz Yisrael. And he has Kiddushim on the Gemara and Perush on Chumash and many Tshuvot and Svarim on Halacha topics like a Sefer on Hilchot Nidah. And as a piece of gush trivia, people used to ask Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal what sefer he would want if he were to be stranded on a desert island with only one sefer. He used to say Ramban al Torah. So that's just a piece of trivia. That's how much he likes his paper.
Did he live in like Egypt at all, or just
no? Ramban, Spain, and no. Ramban moved from Spain to Egypt to become the royal doctor. Okay. So the Ramban, source 6. Tam Lakacha, why must you make it holy? Shetehe hashvita be'einenu, so that when we rest, how should it seem to us in our eyes? Bavor shu yom kadosh, it's a holy day. Lahafnopo me iske hamachshavot v'hevle hazmanim. We shouldn't be caught up in our weekday thoughts and fleeting activities we do during the week. V'latet bo oneg l'nafshenu b'darkei Hashem. So now that we're not working, we're not concerned with everything that we're concerned with during the week, on Shabbos, we can enjoy it and we can go hear the Chacham and the Nevi'im. So the Ramban, explaining that Pasuk on the Midrash, says that from this Pasuk we see the importance of enjoying Shabbos for what it is. Now if we needed it any more explicitly, here's the Midrash Tanhuma. Now we have two Midrashim saying it, but this is very explicit. Midrash Tanchuma says, Kvod Shabbat Adif Melef Taniyot. Honoring Shabbos is better than 1,000 fast days. Why? The Kvod Shabbat Doraita V'Tanit Rabbanan. Anybody need a better proof than that? Because Kvod Shabbos is Doraita. Well, Kvod Shabbos is Doraita. That's the view of the Midrash Tanchuma. The Gemara Shabbos. Oh man, my numbering is off. Okay, 7b. Masechet Shabbos Kuf Yud Chet Amud Bet. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol Ma'aneged HaShabbat Nonin Lo Mishal Libo. If you honor Shabbos properly, Hashem answers your tefillos, gives you what you want. Shneamar V'Tanegal Hashem Yiten Locha Mishal Libecha. So, what does it mean to enjoy Shabbos? Ma'aneged HaShabbat Oneg Zein Yode Amav. You shall call the Shabbos a delight. What is this pasuk that's being quoted in this Gemara? This pasuk that's being quoted in this Gemara, source 8, Yeshayahu perek nun chet pasuk yud gimel. Some people say this for Kiddush, so it's a little bit of a more known pasuk. Also, it's a source of lots of halachas and halachas Shabbos. Tashav mi Shabbat raglecha asur chafatzecha yom kodshi v'karata l'Shabbat oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubad v'chibato me'asot rachecha mimtzo chafatzecha v'daber davar. So if you refrain from doing with your legs and doing your work on my holy day and you call the Shabbos a delight in order to be holy and honor it and you stop from doing that which you do during the week and you don't even talk the way you do during the week. This is the Pasuk of Yeshayahu, the source for many Hilchot Shabbat, as I just said, and this is the source for Oneg Shabbos. Now, what is this Pasuk? Where is this Pasuk from?
Going a bit back, does it say Shabbos has been in 100 fast days or 1,000?
Says Elif, 1,000. Which fast day is Doraita that you know of? Yom Kippur. But all the other fast days aren't. So there's a certain fast that they had instituted in the context. I didn't give you all measures before. That's a problem with the source sheet. But in the context there, they wanted to know if a certain fast was going to be Docha Shabbos, or well, there could be or should be. And he says, no, better you should honor Shabbos, because Shabbos is better than 1,000 fasts. That's talking about a fast that wouldn't be Doraita. Okay? But this pasuk that was just quoted in this Gemara is the source for Onik Shabbos. This pasuk is from where? Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu is what kind of sefer? Help me out here. Nevi'im. Who said it? Okay, correct. Nevi'im. So, what status does that have? And that's going to be part of our focus here today. Says the Rambam, source 9, the bottom of the first column. Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph. Arba Dvarim Namru B'Shabbat. Shnayim in HaTorah, Shnayim in Divrei Sofer. Four rules were said regarding Shabbos. Two of them are from the Torah, and two of them are Divrei Sofer. Now, Divrei Sofer is going to be a little bit of a discussion this year, but seemingly, in the Pshat of the Rambam, what is Divrei Soferim the corollary of, or meaning what is it not? Two are X and two are Divrei Soferim. So Divrei Soferim is not X. What's the X? Divrei Shnayim Minha Torah. Okay? Two of them come from the Torah and two of them are Divrei Soferim. So even if we don't know what this term Divrei Soferim are, we know what it's not. And what is it not? Min HaTorah. Okay. Everybody awake here? I didn't put you to sleep yet. Okay. So, Shnayim Divrei Soferim, Behin Befurashin Al Yidei Nevi'im. They are said or explained or explicated by the Nevi'im, the prophets. What are the ones in the Torah? Shebet Torah, source 1 and 2. Zachor and Shamor. V'shenet parashil al yidei neviim, kavod va'oneg. Shneamar v'karat al shabbat oneg v'kdosh Hashem v'chubat. So according to the Rambam, the Pshat Rambam, is kavod and oneg doraita? Is it from the Torah? No. Okay? It's not from the Torah. It's the Rambam. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions until now? Okay. Now we're going to source 10, the second column, Shudder Rashba. Background. Who was the Rashba? Rashba lived 1235 to 1310. He was born in Spain. He was a student of the Ramban, we just saw. But he was a Rebbe of the Ritva, who we're going to see plenty this year. And he was very prolific as well. Many, many tshuvot. Chidushim on the Masechet. That's probably what you do most of the morning seder. And he has a Halacha Sefer Torah Rabbayit, very important book on kashrus and many other laws of the home. Now, the Rashba, this is a shut, a question. Shut stands for Shailot Uchuvot. Somebody wrote him a question. Dear Rashba, we have this question. Okay. So here he says, Sha'alta, you asked. And he quotes the question, and here then he gives the answer. The question was, I don't understand this certain line of Tosfot, because this line seems to imply that Shabbos, is it, I'm confused whether Kavod Shabbos is Doraita or Derabanan, and therefore what that has to do with me planting something on Shabbos or separating Trumas and Maestros. So here's, the Rashba clarifies the whole sugya. Kashali ahi uvda diyavamos. There's a certain story in Masachet Yavamot, Perek Aisha Rabba, that's the name of one of the prokim, the Tzadi Gimel. The Rabbiyane aser mi peri debete. He took maser. What's maser? Where you take a portion, you take, you tithe, you take a tenth of the fruit. Okay, so somebody brought fruit for Shabbos, and he wanted to be able to partake of those fruit, and so he took maaser. And they put it on a pasuk as the reason. Dilman Tilma the Yira Hashem Lakecha Kol Hayamim. So you will learn to fear Hashem all your days. Vim Ita Kedivrei Tosot Hechi Dachi Onik Shabbat Isur Doraita. How could Onik Shabbos be Docha and Isur Doraita? That was the question. So Tshuva, the Rashba's answer, Vaday Drashag Murehi Doraita Hi. It is a full drasha. It's not just an asmachta. Do you know that term, an asmachta? Sometimes a source quotes a pasuk, and that pasuk is the source of the idea. Where do we know to do X? As the pasuk says, blah, blah, blah. That's a source. Once in a while, it's not really the source. We call it an asmachta. In other words, we know this is the rule. We have a mesorah, a tradition from our rabbis, this is the rule. And therefore, as a sort of allusion to it, we can show you a pasuk that reads a certain way, and if you know the Masorah in mind, we can use the pasuk as a support for it. But the pasuk is then just a support for it, rather than the source of it. So the questioner was saying, is this pasuk an asmachta, or is it a real drasha? He's saying, no, it's a drasha gemurahi, it's doraita. Kedivrei rabotinu balei atosot. So then how do I explain the Gemara in Yavamo? The Gemara in Yavamo is a proof. Yavamo kufa hachin mucha behedja. To not tithe something is mukza. Mukza is darabana. So to honor Shabbos, kavod Shabbos, onik Shabbos, that's doraita. Garsina hatam adat kamei d'rabichi amrelei shaper avarata. You did well. Zil achol, go eat it. Why did Tanya, laman tilman liyirat Hashem lakach lekol yamim, so you can learn to fear Hashem all your days. Kol yamim, elu shabbatot v'yomim tovim. Mikan nirali raya murchachat, it's a great proof. So I mi hai de akashlacha hechi sharin on isur the right to mishum onik Shabbos. So what was bothering you? How were we matir this isur the right to mishum onik Shabbos? Tu leka lakshu yimidi. There's no issue. Asay docha lo tasay. Sharei ha Torah hir tirata. The Torah explicitly said in this pasuk, mitativ tamad the yira kol hayamim. So I'm not going to get into the specifics of tithing on Shabbos. Don't do it. It's a much more complicated shir than this right now. But the pullout of this Rashba that I wanted you to see is the Rashba says it's a drasha gemura. It's doraita. What is doraita? Kavod and oneg is doraita according to the Rashba. Now, whom did we see so far? Who says that it's the Rabbanan? That was the Rambam. Okay.
He said, what was
the... What? Covered in Onik Shabbos.
Didn't you say that the
Rashba says it's all right. Okay. Two more before we... Okay. Without that instruction. Number 11. The Halacha Gedolo. It's Bahag. Bahag stands for Baal Halacha Gedolo. So he's nicknamed based on the book he wrote, the Sefer he wrote. We believe it was written by a man named Shimon Kiara. It's definitely from the 8th century, based on who quotes it and whom he quotes. He quotes only Gaonim, and he's quoted by early Rishonim. There's a machloket who actually wrote it, but it's the entire halacha, practical material, organized, which is one of the first times that happened, because there were a lot of halacha and a lot of Torah Talmari before that, but they tended to go in the order of Gemara, or in the order of the Chumash, or in the order of anything else. Nobody took all the material and said, let me organize all of Hilchos Shabbos in one spot. Okay? What we take for granted now. But that was a chiddush back then. So it says the halacha gedolah. Among the things he has is he has a list of the mitzvot. So here we are, the minyan mitzvot aseh. He's counting the mitzvot midoraita, 613 mitzvot. What does he list? The 46th positive commandment, shamor shabbat. The 47th positive commandment, v'samachtav shabbat. Be happy on Shabbos, rejoice. The 48th positive commandment, inug. So here, pretty explicitly, one of the taryak mitzvot is Onik Shabbos. Okay? Ha. line it up on this side. Number 12, the Urayim. Who is the Urayim? Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, one of the Balei HaTosot, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and he has a sefer which he organizes as well, but in his own unique way, like he organizes all the mitzvot that have to do with your body, and all the mitzvot that have to do with not getting hung off from things, etc. So, in his section, here he says, V'ongo, you have to enjoy Shabbos. What's mitzvot onik Shabbos? Gemara gemirila. Ad ato yishaya v'asmacha akra dechtiv karat l'shabbat onik. So what did I just explain? What was the difference between a drasha, gemura, and an asmachta? What's a drasha, gemura, and asmachta? Somebody remind us? See if anybody was listening 2 minutes ago. Someone? Please?
So asmachta is a support from, like we learned previously, and I use the same word that we learned in one place and another place.
And a drasha, gemura would be?
Just like a source.
The pasuk is the source. Okay. So if this pasuk is not the source, but really it's only an asmachta, what is this idea? Is it the right or the rabban? Hey, the rabban. Gemara, we have a mesura. Gemara, gemirila means we had a mesura, and they just put it on the pasuk.
Just out of interest, does the Bahag and the Rambam, they hold like Oneg Shabbos and Kibbutz Shabbos, like all those halachas, and it's like Zohar, that it's all under one category of Shabbos, or like all different mitzvahs? Like, are they held as individual mitzvahs, or...?
Meaning, the Rambam doesn't count it as one of his 613 mitzvahs, if it's not Doraita.
Yeah, but does he hold in one category, if it is Doraita, or...?
I don't understand the question. Sorry.
Okay, I'll wait till the end.
Okay. You had a question. You had a question.
What does it say under the Rambam?
Urayim. Urayim. Source 12. You see what it says in the sheet? Say for Urayim?
Yeah.
Okay. Source 13. The Chatam Sofer. Chatam Sofer lived in the 18th century in Germany and Hungary. He wrote Tshuva, he wrote Chidushim and the Gemara, he wrote notes on the Shulchan Aruch. But he's most famous for, meaning, sorry, he's not most famous, but he's named for his Sefer on Chumash, the Torah on Moshe, because that's how he got his name, Chidushi Torah on Moshe, Chatam. It's Rosh Tevo Sofer, Chatam Sofer. And he has a question and a response to someone's question, in which he gives a very different take on that Rambam we read. Let's just quickly review this Rambam we read, source 9 in the bottom right of the page. Arba dvarim nemru b'shabbos, shnayim min haTorah v'shnayim min divrei sofer. Two are from the Torah, and two are from the divrei sofer. So okay, and the two that were from divrei sofer were kavod onek. In other words, kavod and onek are not from the Torah. That was how we read the Rambam. Listen to the way the Chatam Sofer, what?
Two
ideas. Shamor and Zachar are from the Torah. Kavod and Oneg are Divrei Sofer. That was the way we read the Rambam. Listen to the way the Chatam Sofer reads this Rambam. Vinei tchilat atik l'shoni b'chirishai l'masachet Shabbat b'inyan Shabbat Yom Tov v'Rosh Chodesh. This is first, I'm going to quote something I said in my Chidushim. Remember, I said he had Chidushim in addition to his Jews. He quotes the Rambam, our Rambam that we just read. HaRambam Katav, Onik Shabbat Ukvodo Vume Divrei Sofrim, Dichtiv Yishaya Vekaratu Shabbat Onik. So Onik and Kavod Shabbos is Divrei Sofrim. It's not Midoraita, it's Divrei Sofrim. That's how we read it. Oh. Vihine ein kavanato shehu rak mitzvah midrabanan or midrabi kabbalah. The Rambam doesn't mean that it's only midrabanan. What do you mean? We said it's not divrei Torah, it's divrei sofrim. So what is divrei sofrim if not midrabanan? Says the Chatam Sofer. It's not like divrei kabbalah kmo kuri. Ela deoraita mamish. It's actually min haTorah. Nemra the Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem Bal Pelach Moshe Misinai. It was told orally to Moshe. Va'atu Yishayahu Asmechei Akra. When we said Yishayahu put it on a pasuk, We mean that this was the Masorah and this is a mitzvah midoraita. Hashem gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it wasn't formulated explicitly until Yeshayahu came. If you don't say this, we don't allow a Navi to come up with anything new. So how can Yeshayahu come up with this new rule of Oneg Shabbos that didn't exist until then? That would be against the rules of what a Navi is allowed to do. So therefore, it must have been that we had a Masorah, and this is really Doraita, and only it got formulated in the time of Yeshayahu. Elim gain Alach L'Moshe Mitzinai. So then why does the Rambam say it's not min haTorah, it's min divrei sofrim? Rambam correlate divrei sofrim. The Rambam didn't say it's min derabanan. He says min divrei sofrim. What does divrei sofrim mean? Kedarkel shel Rambam. For example, v'kedushei kesef shesoklim aleihem. How do we know that you can marry a woman with money? You marry, Mizman is that everybody gets married with money. How do we do it? We use a ring. Okay, it's a form of kinyan kesef. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "And biti natati bishazek hafi many." It uses the I ruined that one. Okay, it says ki kach ishisha. When a man takes a woman, ki kach lashon lakacha kicha. Okay, regarding selling a field, it says natati kesef hasadek kach mimeni. Take it from me. So it's explicitly regarding a field, the pasuk says here, I give you the money, take the field. So too, when it comes to a woman where it just uses the word yikach, we have what's called a hekesh or a gzera shava. That we know that when it says a man takes a woman, that it also refers to money. So here we have a gzera shava, a hekesh. It's doing a wordplay, that we have a mesorah, that it's referring to money. So that is how we learn that a man can marry a woman using money. Now let me ask you this. A man marries this woman using money. Are they married? To the point that if somebody else goes now and sleeps with this woman, would they be killed for adultery? Is she his wife fully or not? Do you say that it's not Doraita? Because it wasn't actually mentioned in the Torah that a man can marry a woman with money? Of course it's Doraita. Just that the limud, the way we learned it, was divrei sofrim. The rabbis darshan the Torah to tell us that this works, but it doesn't just work on a derabbanan level. It works on a Torah level, on a Doraita level. So says the Chatam Sofer, it's not divrei sofrim, meaning it's not from the Torah. So too, regarding Shabbos, it's not that it's Divrei Sofrim and not Divrei Torah. It's Divrei Sofrim in that it's not explicit in the Torah, but it's certainly Midoraita. Clear? Okay. Mafilo Hachi came in Alti Midrasha, Karile Divrei Sofrim. But since it comes from a Drasha, it had to be learned out using the 13 principles that we recite every morning, Kava Chomer, Gzera Shava. It had to be learned out from the Torah, but it wasn't explicit in the Torah. Because of that, the Rambam refers to it as Divrei Sofer. So here in the category of Doraita, we can have Rambam Alpi Dichatam Sofer. Okay? Even though in the Pshat Rambam, we put the Rambam here, the way the Chatam Sofer reads the Rambam, he belongs in this column. That's clear too? Okay. I would like to suggest that we have proofs against this Chatam Sofer. In the next two sources, I'm going to show you the following halacha that immediately succeeds the Rambam we just read, and then the later one in that same parak. Source 14. Ezehu kava. How do we honor Shabbos? What's kavod Shabbos? Ze she'amru. What word is next? Source 14. Chachamim. How do we honor Shabbos? This is what the Chachamim said. You have to wash your hands and face and feet before Shabbos. Bechamin in hot water. Be'erev Shabbos. Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos. Okay, you have to wash in hot water before Shabbos. Source 15. Ezu Onek. What is Onek Shabbos? Zeh Shamru? Chachamim. The Chachamim says, Shetzarech letakin tav shel shemen shamin biyoter. You have to prepare a fatty, delicious dish. Umashkin mevusam. And you have to have delicious alcoholic beverages. Shemen kol lefim amon shalodam. Based on what you can afford. So how do you do kavod? How do you do onik? Based on what the Chachamim said. Now it could be, as a possible defense of the Chatam Sofer, the Chachamim are just defining how to do the mitzvah midoraita. But it certainly seems to me that the pshat of the Rambam, and me, la'aniu daiti, because I'm nothing compared to the Chatam Sofer, let's make that absolutely clear. Nobody should say, you walk out of here, there's my fucking Yonatan Shai in the Chatam Sofer, I lose. Okay? I have no horse in the race. Chatam Sofer wins. The way I heard, and I heard from Rabbi Mon and many of Rebbeim, and I've seen in many articles, trying to make sense of this Chatam Sofer is that it's fascinating, but it doesn't seem to be the Pshat of the Rambam. Because the Pshat of the Rambam is that it's not Divrei Torah, it's Divrei Sofrim, Parshan Al Yidei Nevi'im. But even if you want to explain the Chatam Sofer, immediately in the next halacha he says, what's kavod? It's what the Chachamim said. He doesn't say, what's kavod? This is the based on the pasuk, based on anything else. It's based on the Chachamim. He doesn't even have to throw in those words. If it's the right to, he says, the pasuk is this, and now we know it's the Brei Sofrim, and how do you do onik? Have a delicious food. How do you do kavod? Take a bath. He doesn't have to say, zeh she'amru Chachamim. The fact that he brings up that it was the Chachamim who said that seems to be a proof against this Chatam Sofer. Well, how do we paskin? Is this Doraita Durabanan? The answer, machloket. But that doesn't make it any less important. Now we're going to get to source 16, the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Hine ikar mitzvah oneg Shabbos neparish lanu al yidei nevim, chmosh nemar v'karat l'shabbat oneg. The mitzvah of oneg Shabbos is explained to us by Nevi'im, as the pasuk says, "Karata l'shabbat oneg, you should call the Shabbos a delight." V'yeish poskim shesviralu de'ikaru min haTorah. Some of our poskim have said it's the midoraita. We have midrashim, we have the Rashba, we have the Baal Halacha Gedolot, and the way that Chatam Sofer reads the Rambam. Okay, very serious titans of halacha and mesorah. Yes, Yudi.
Rambam on the
Rambam,
what does that say?
Alpi. Ayin,
Alpi,
and then Chatam Sofer. Rambam, Alpi, Chatam Sofer. Shehu, Shabbat hu bechlal mikrei kodesh. That was the pasuk we saw in the Sifra in Source 5. Shnemaru v'ayom ha-shvi Shabbat Shabbaton mikrei kodesh v'gomer. Omikra Kodesh Pershukal Khazava Sifra, the Hainu Lakacho Lachabdo Bitsunakia. You wear clean clothing, Ula Ango Ba Onegahilo Shtiya, and you eat good food and drink good drinks. If Ligu Khazal and Shabbos Kufyuther and the Gemara Ma'od mitzvah, they said how to the great extent you have to go to keep this mitzvah. Va'amru the cholan me anegita shabbat no inlo nachla bli mitzarim. If you properly honor Shabbos, your chilek in life or in Olam Haba, I don't know, is one without troubles. V'nitzol mishivun malchiyot, and you will be saved from kings and their terrible decrees. V'zocha borzel ashirun, you will be zocha to lead a rich life. Could be literal or figurative. V'yein sham od kama marim in yinanzeh. Many, many more Mamre Chazal, the importance of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. So, regardless of whether it's Doraita or Derabanan, does not define, meaning, whether it's Doraita or Derabanan does not define its importance. It is of extreme importance whether it's Doraita or Derabanan, says the Mishnah Berurah. Know that there are some who think it's Doraita, and he doesn't want to get involved. He doesn't paskin that it's one or the other. But know that there's some who think it's Doraita, but even if it's not, know that it is of extreme importance. So I know it's only Sunday, but let's have a good Shabbos. Take care.